Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. As many of you know, the Lutheran denomination is the state religion of Denmark, and Lutheranism has played an important role as a part of is providing the spiritual guidance for the Danish people since the Reformation. In November comes an important date and an important celebration in even Danish cultural life, and that event is Mortens Aften. Mortens Aften is related to the Lutheran outlook then of the Danish people. For Mortens Aften celebrates the time, or the saint's day rather, of Saint Martin of Tours. And Martin Luther, who was born on November 10th, 1483, was baptized the next day, November 11th, 1483, St. Martin's Day. Martin in Danish is Morten, and so Mortens Aften, or the eve before Mortens Day, is this time then in which the Danes even today celebrate the birth of Martin Luther, but also then Saint Martin of Tours, or Saint Morten. That celebration is tied to stories of Martin of Tours, or Morten. Saint Martin was born in the year 316 in what is today Hungary. He was the son of a Roman tribune. And as the son of a tribune, he entered the army at a very young age, at the age of 15, in fact. And during his service in the Roman army, at the age of 18, he became aware of the Christian religion, the Christian church, and converted and was baptized. And at that point, he felt that he could not be a soldier, but had to be a soldier for Christ, and so could not kill. And so he left the army, he was able to leave the army, and became a hermit, studying the Bible and praying, until ultimately he came to the south of France, and there was known for his good works. In fact, he became so well known for his good works that the people of the bishopric of there in South France, surrounding Tours, wanted to name him as their bishop, the priests and of the various parishes. And he did not feel worthy. He did not want to become bishop. And so he hid. And he hid in a barnyard and was hopefully going to avoid being found. But the geese gave him away. He was found and named bishop and became Bishop of Tours, a position that he served then for the rest of his life. As I mentioned, Martin Luther was born on the saint's day for Saint Martin, and Saint Martin became a saint in 659. And it's a little interesting because Saint Martin was the first saint to be named by the Catholic Church who had not been martyred. But again, he was known for his good works and his charity towards the poor, and so he became a saint, and his saint's day was then November 11th of each year. Martin Luther, of course, being born on the 10th, was baptized, as was the tradition, as soon as he could be, and so it happened to be on November 11th, and he was given the name then Martin for the saint's day on which he was baptized. Martin Luther then had a profound influence, as we all know, in the Reformation that occurred in the early 16th century, the early 1500s. And his outlook came to Denmark through a Danish priest, a Danish man who had studied at Wittenberg and was influenced by the theology of Martin Luther. His name was Hans Tausen, who came back to Denmark and converted the king and many others to the Lutheran understanding, And so because of this Lutheran understanding, then Danes, I think, have honored Mortensaften with gathering together and eating goose to get back at those geese that gave away where St. Martin of Tours was hiding, trying to avoid becoming bishop. Thank you.